team like that, that comes out of nowhere and is that bad for us defensively, it starts with me, and it's on me. But there's enough blame to go around for everybody, and we have to collectively hang together, get it right, get it fixed, and move on to Detroit and get a win there.
This is the worst game you've had since you started coaching?
Yeah, this is it. We didn't do anything well today. I didn't call it well. I didn't prepare them well. Whatever you want to say, as a collective unit, it just shows you out there. The scoreboard shows it. The game showed it. Everybody saw it. But we will bounce back, and we will play better.
What do you say to guys to get them focused on Detroit on a short week?
It's tough. I got a bunch of prideful men in there. They're real pissed off about the way we played, and starts with me. But we have, you know, as competitors and mature competitors, you got to move on. You got to put it behind you. Find out what you did wrong, why you did it wrong, and not repeat the mistake. That's the key right now, not repeating that performance.
Is there something specific with the run game that was your run defense was so good early on in the year, but the last few weeks it's kind of...
No, when they get those big runs on, you can't have an 80-yard. You just can't have those runs. You can't allow them. They got into the secondary, and we didn't get it knocked down. And it's just those big runs. You'll never play good run defense without that. It takes a collective effort to get the run down.
Bill, you always had a real confident group here, but did you see some of that kind of shaking today?
A game like that will shake your confidence, and that's our biggest enemy right now. We got to make sure it doesn't destroy us. We got to make sure this thing gets fixed. It was a one-game, and that's the challenge right now. Make sure this is a one-game thing, and we got to get back and fix it. We will, and we will.
Does a short week help?
I don't know, Phil. I don't know what to say after that one. But, yeah, it's probably good that we're playing Thursday again. But we have to move on. Forces you to move on quicker.
Now, what was your perspective on it? I was walking into the conversation. What did you see from
him? Awful. All day. Starting with me. The whole thing was awful. I mean, that's not news to anybody out there. We didn't stop the run. We didn't stop the pass. You know, we will get it fixed, but we've got to move on from it. There's not a guy to point at or a position or anything. It's all of us collectively. You know, we played good as a team, and we played awful as a team today.
Did they show you anything that you weren't expecting to see?
No, nothing. Nothing. They played well. Credit goes to them. They outplayed the hell out of us today.
Did you have cadence issues with Winston?
Yeah, we had, I believe, three offsides.
And you guys haven't done that?
It was cadence with a little bit of a head bob by the center, but that's not an issue. They got us. We have to hold our water. The ball moves, we move. Period.
And then you're front seven. The field there, too many men on the field. You're off the
field. Yeah, one guy didn't look over, and we were in dime, but we had two linebackers out there, so that was, again, communication. The first time it's happened in 3 years.
Did your front seven get dispirited? How did they give up that many yards rushing?
No, the guys fought all the way to the end. It was technique issues. It was fit issues. Could have put us in better calls, but the guys did not quit. They did not get down about it. They fought all the way to the end. You saw that out there with the guys fighting, but no less. It wasn't about depression or anything like that. We got a whooping. We took it. Well, we got to move on.